This is Mariam's story. My name is Mariam. I'm now 16 years old. I'm from Afghanistan. When I was about 4 years old, my father was taken by the Taliban. He was tortured for days with about 30 other young men. One man came back from our village and he told us that they were beaten, one by one, with whips made of steel cables. He said, "The pain of such a beating is so great you are not aware of your own screams." Many confessed to doing things they did not, to fighting the Taliban. They were killed immediately. The one man who survived could not walk properly and his face was disfigured. My father never came back. My father was a peaceful man and he never fought the Taliban or anyone else. He just cared for our family. When I was five, one of my brothers, aged 16, was dragged out of the mosque while he was praying. We heard a group of young men were burned alive in a Taliban house, but we never learned if he was one of them. It's hard for me to speak about that. My mother said to my oldest brother, "If you don't leave now, you're going to be next." So she sold all of our belongings and borrowed money and gave it to someone who said he could get Muhammad to another country where he would be safe. My brother didn't want to go, but my mother said, "Go and get safe, and then you can help us too." He was 19, but he cried in leaving our family. We cried too. The next year, they came and took my last brother, my younger brother. He was just 11. They killed him. My mother got very sick, and she hardly ever spoke, so I was looked after by some cousins. Now I'm alone in Pakistan. I'm just 16. Other people look after me. All I want is to be reunited with my oldest brother. Last year, he found out where I am and he talked to me on the phone. He only had 10 minutes and I'm waiting now for 4 weeks for him to phone me again. I worry about him. It's pretty hard to sleep. My brother's in Australia. He says he's in a camp in Port Augusta with many other young men. They are behind barbed wire, the sort of barbed wire that you put prisoners behind. He heard that they might send him back to Kabul. Kabul, we have no family there. No one of our tribe is there. How will he live? He has no skills. He has never been to school. And the Taliban are still there. They still kill Hazaras. They are still cruel. They are even in the government now. They especially want to kill anyone who they think helps Americans or the Australians. If my brother is sent to Kabul and they know he has been talking to Australians, they will find him and kill him for sure. And I will still be here in a foreign country. I also want to go to school. I want to have a family. So who will be my lifesaver then? Who will care for me then?